In English, it said the ration consisted of 18 fortified biscuits of baked wheat, animal fat, and glucose, and that no more than 6 should be eaten in a 24-hour period. Pity about the fat, but given the exceptional circumstances, the vegetarian part of me would simply pinch its nose and bear it. At the top of the block were the words, "Tear here to open," and a black arrow pointing to the edge of the plastic. The edge gave way under my fingers. 9 wax paper-wrapped rectangular bars tumbled out. I unwrapped one. It naturally broke into 2. 2 nearly square biscuits, pale in color and fragrant in smell. I bit into one. Lord, who would have thought? I never suspected. It was a secret held from me. Norwegian cuisine was the best in the world. These biscuits were amazingly good. They were savory and delicate to the palate, neither too sweet nor too salty. They broke up under the teeth with a delightful crunching sound. Mixed with saliva, they made a granular paste that was enchantment to the tongue and mouth. And when I swallowed, my stomach had only one thing to say. Hallelujah! The whole package disappeared in a few minutes, wrapping paper flying away in the wind. I considered opening another carton, but I thought better. No harm in exercising a little restraint. Actually, with 0.5 kilo of emergency ration in my stomach, I felt quite heavy. I decided I should find out what exactly was in the treasure chest before me. It was a large locker, larger than its opening. The space extended right down to the hull and ran some little ways into the side benches. I lowered my feet into the locker and sat on its edge, my back against the stem. I counted the cartons of 7 Ocean. I had eaten one. There were 31 left. According to the instructions, each 500-gram carton was supposed to last one survivor 3 days. That meant I had food rations to last me 31 times 3, 93 days. The instructions also suggested survivors restrict themselves to 0.5 liter of water every 24 hours. I counted the cans of water. There were 124. Each contained 0.5 liter. So I had water rations to last me 124 days. Never had simple arithmetic brought such a smile to my face. What else did I have? I plunged my arm eagerly into the locker and brought up one marvelous object after another. Each one, no matter what it was, soothed me. I was so sorely in need of company and comfort that the attention brought to making each one of these mass-produced goods felt like a special attention paid to me. I repeatedly mumbled, "Thank you, thank you, thank you."